I'm Pierre Lumumba here at the Kenya Railway Museum in Nairobi, Kenya. And as we continue to focus on the continent of Africa, we talk about what may be described as African powers. And when one talks about African powers, one is looking at Africa in the context of her configuration. Her configuration, depending on how you look at it, there are 54 recognized countries. Some, of course, do recognize others which are struggling to be recognized officially. But like in any other continent, there are countries that can be identified as the anchor countries for a number of reasons. These reasons could be economic. It could be by dint of population. It could be by dint of the quality of human resource. It could be by dint of natural resources. And that question that is normally asked of many other continents can also be asked of the continent of Africa. Africa is divided into five regions. Let us look at each one of them in order to understand the countries that are deemed to be the powers in that regard, starting as we must with SADC, which contains South Africa. South Africa was under the apartheid yoke for a long time, until 1994, when we had the first democratic elections and the majority then took political power. But the economic power still resides in the architects of the apartheid system. The African, South African economy, depending on which indices one is using, and the index that we love using is the GDP. So when we talk about GDP, depending on how one measures it, one hears South Africa's GDP is $500 billion United States dollars. Not exactly always the truth, but for purposes of our conversation, let us take it as such. So that if you look at the South African economy, it is almost larger than all the other SADC countries combined, making the South African currency the rand, the real dominant currency. One may mention the pula in Botswana, but you are talking about a small economy and a population of slightly over 2 million. So the dominant power in that region is South Africa. It dominates even from a military perspective. It dominates in terms of goods and services that it generates. It dominates in the order of the human resource that is within her reach. It dominates in the area of manufacturing. It dominates in the area of the electricity that it generates. So that is the dominant power in that regard. And South Africa, in the eyes of many, is the anchor country that is the driver of that region. And it is the one country that people look forward to and look to in terms of ensuring that that region is catapulted into an orbit of economic independence. When we move to West Africa and move therefore to the ECOWAS region, the country that stands out is Nigeria. Nigeria is unique, give or take 250 million people. One in every five Africans is a Nigerian. And its economy, give or take anything between 400 to 500 billion. The human resource is unrivaled in the continent of Africa. Even when one moves to the Africans in the diaspora and you go to countries such as the United States of America, to go to Europe, go to Australia, go to different parts, you find Nigerians in engineering, you find them in the technology sector, you find Nigerians in every sector, in the trade sector. Nigeria is therefore the dominant economy in that regard. Has relied too much on oil for too long. Its politics has not allowed it to realize our potential. Is the anchor economy in many ways. And at critical moments, when West Africa was in trouble, even militarily, when there was a problem in Liberia, it is Nigeria that led the ECOMOG that liberated Liberia and also participated in Sierra Leone when there was a crisis in the Gambia, it is once again Nigeria that was in the forefront. The anchor country, therefore, is Nigeria in that part of the world. In the eastern part of the world, until recently, there was no debate. It was Kenya. And Kenya was dominant in the sense that her human resource, the quality of Kenya's human resource, is unrivaled in this region. And it is only Nigeria that can offer some competition. And you find Kenyans both domestically and in the diaspora present in critical areas, in the medical area, in the engineering area, in the hospitality sector. In the hospitality sector, I think we have no rival in the continent of Africa. You travel to all countries in Africa, you'll find this or that Kenyan manager. Kenya is therefore the dominant economy. Even from a perspective of GDP, GDP per capita in East Africa, it is the dominant economy. And one of the reasons that we also don't talk about, there was a decision that was made by the Kenyan government in the 1970s to offer the United Nations Environmental Programme headquarters here in Nairobi. And Nairobi is the third most important city for the UN outside of New York and Geneva. That, I think, has also helped Kenya in terms of our leadership. And the geographical location is also something that has helped Kenya in many ways. And the fact that in many ways, Kenya has not been as destabilized as other countries. It has had our problems, but not to the extent that the country's agenda was torpedoed. Of course, in the recent past, we are now beginning to feel the heat of Ethiopia. We are beginning to feel the heat of Tanzania. So our leadership position in that regard is one that is under threat, because these countries are emerging, their economies are more diversified, and in that regard, Kenya is facing these challenges. But I think in the East African region, she still remains the dominant country. In the north, the Moroccans would want to have a debate as to whether it is Egypt, but it's Egypt. If you look at Egypt, the population, if you look at the Egyptian economy, the mix of the Egyptian economy, Egypt remains the dominant power in terms of population, in terms of technology, in terms of our ability to engage both within the continent of Africa and in the Middle East. And I think that Egypt is that power. Morocco has squandered her position because at critical times she has been ambivalent. There was a time when she even withdrew from the African Union and wanted to be a member of the European Union. I think that ambivalence has affected Morocco in a number of ways. So Egypt is the mega power in that particular region. In the center, a very troubled center. One would have thought that in that center, it would be the Democratic Republic of Congo. I mean, there are estimates which are outside of this world, estimates that tell us that the resources under the belly of the Democratic Republic of Congo, conservatively, 24 trillion, measuring it in the United States dollars. But yet its GDP never hits the 100 billion mark, because the center cannot hold. Mere anarchy, as W.B. Yeats would say, mere anarchy is loosed upon the country, so that effectively the Kinshasa government does not control Eastern Congo, does not control most of Congo. But given its size, the Democratic Republic of Congo is as large as the entire Western Europe. That is how big it is. And it should be the natural leader, but because of the quality of her politics, she's losing and she's not performing that role very well. But you must look at who she's dealing with in that region in terms of who she's leading. She's with Central African Republic, which is not doing very well. She's with Cameroon, which is in conflict. She's with the Gabon, which is small. And in that regard, therefore, one sees that the Democratic Republic of Congo is the anchor nation in that regard. And when one therefore has looked at those, you've gone to South Africa, you've gone to Nigeria, You've gone to Egypt, you've come to Kenya, and you've come to the Democratic Republic of Congo. One sometimes is inclined to separate Ethiopia and say that it is the Horn, and the Horn because it is big, and it is also the headquarters of the African Union, and that in itself makes it the diplomatic capital of the continent of Africa. In my view, these are the anchor countries. And if one wants to be hyperbolic, to use the word superpowers, these are the African superpowers at different levels. At the level of the economies as potential drivers for the continent, at the level of human resource in terms of using human resource, at the level of the resources that they control, and at the level of their ability, therefore, to push the countries around them to a different orbit, and at the level of being the foundation stone of the African continent and the African Union, and therefore being the engines that will drive the African continent when she's talking about enhancement of trade, when she's talking about enhancement of transport, when she's talking about enhancement of aviation, when she's talking about enhancement of agriculture, when she's talking about enhancement of people-to-people interaction. These are the superpowers. Perhaps the final question is, why do they continue to punch below their weight? Why do they continue to be weak? They continue to be weak because they are susceptible to manipulation. And in the case of other countries, excluding Ethiopia, you discover that they are still in many ways susceptible to manipulation, particularly from the Western countries and from Western institutions such as the Commonwealth, the European Union, and of course the United States of America. So in order to free themselves and to provide leadership for the continent of Africa, they must do what they must. They must provide leadership. And with leadership comes responsibility, and that responsibility is to ensure that they move towards enhancement of trade within Africa and enhancement of unity within Africa. And when we talk about unity of Africa, we are not talking about the dead unity of the graveyard. We are talking about the creative unity in diversity where strengths are utilized for the general good. These are the countries that are going to do it. South Africa, Nigeria, Kenya, Egypt, the Democratic Republic of Congo, and of course, Ethiopia. Not to discount the others. They are important because a chain is as strong as its weakest point. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Goodbye. We will come again to continue this significant conversation about the continent of Africa. See you again.